It is with great joy that once again I am privileged with this opportunity to communicate with you guidance and love that comes from the higher spiritual realms in accordance with mankind's need. I am the Ascended Master Saint Germain, Master of the Seventh Ray, Patron of the Violet Flame, and I bring you love and blessing from the realms of light. In previous communications, I have spoken about the importance of truth, the way in which it affects the human body, mind, heart, and spirit. But truth, of course, is much more than something within. We are subject to it as a result of those things that are outside of ourselves, those things that we are exposed to, the truth of others, and the way that they use and misuse that truth in order to shape and change the narrative of the world and present their undertakings, hiding things, veiling things, misleading, twisting, warping, focusing our attention here, ultra-highlighting certain things which are true, but which in truth are insignificant. Truth is a weapon. It is a tool. And it can be used skillfully alongside lies and deception. And often, the most strategic and powerful way in which it is used is with lies and deception, to confuse and bamboozle by presenting truth and lies side by side until the person looking, the person listening, the person reading no longer knows what to believe. Of course, too, when we are presented with lie after lie after lie, we can become blind to it, desensitized, complacent. We know that the person is lying. We know that it is another litany of lies that we are being showered in. But we lose interest. We begin to fail to see the importance of the lie. We let it slide, we let it pass. It is part and parcel of the situation. It is the way of the person. It is the way of life. We become complacent. We become complicit. And in that there is danger. We must then be ever on our guard, using the power of our discernment, in order to see lies, in order to recognize truth, in order to understand how truth is used, so that we can see beyond the warping of it, to the core of it, and hear within the voice, within the words, the light that will both set us free and guide us. At this moment in time, our world is full of lies, propaganda, narrative, stories, deception. It is full of people who are over-exaggerating, underplaying, obfuscating. Our world, too, at this moment in time, is full of war, Not just those that are obvious. Not just those that are beamed into our living rooms, that confound our ears from the radio, that affront our eyes with the news that we read, but those other wars, wars that exist, wars that are equally as horrific, but which, for some reason or another, are deemed not to be newsworthy, not at the moment, not anymore. They are mentioned in passing, swept under the carpet, turned away from, but they are still there. We may not think that they affect us, influence us. They are not our problem, not of our making, not something that we have any power to do anything about. And therefore we should simply ignore them. But as you know, each and all are one, connected, aligned, joined through the commonality of our origin and joined through the moment that we share on earth here now, joined through the earth that we share. All war upon the planet is an affront to all, for war is not natural. It is not harmonious. It does not flow in accordance with the divine will or the divine path. It goes against natural law. It creates imbalance. It creates unhealthiness in all of us, in the very fabric of our world. And war, too, of course, endangers the plots and plans that mankind endeavours to put into play and recognises the need for, that might contribute to the physical slowing down of mankind's destruction of the planet and, of course, its reparation. Each time a bomb explodes, each time fuel is used, munitions fired, each time promises made are not kept, and actions are taken which are purportedly needed but go against those promises and commitments made, the earth suffers. The earth dies a little, and humanity's hope for salvation becomes more distant, more lost. As light workers, it is our duty, both yours and mine, both the light workers who are incarnate upon the planet at this moment in time, and the light workers that reside in the spiritual world, to remember all of those wars that exist, all of those people who suffer, the planet that struggles and wages its own war with mankind. And to send then the light of peace, the light of healing, not only to those places that we know of, but also to those places that we do not know. Maybe more importantly, to those places, to those people, to those parts of the earth. To ask our guides and angels to take our healing thoughts and prayers out to all, so that all might benefit from the power of our will and heart. It is important too that we do whatever we can here on earth physically in order to oppose war, in order to oppose lies, in order to oppose injustice, to make our voices heard, to ensure that those who purport to represent us, know our true feelings in regards to the lay of the land. Deception, small, seemingly insignificant, always comes at a cost. A lie, however tiny, however white, is not insignificant. And those things that are of the past cannot be simply swept under the carpet because time has moved on. What was done, and that has had consequences, and those consequences should not be forgotten or excused. They must be acknowledged, and justice, harmony, balance must be brought to bear upon those who have committed these imbalances and seem hell-bent on committing more. It is understandable that those who work for the light sometimes become frustrated that their endeavours seem to produce little fruit. They have sent their healing. Again and again and again they have said their prayers, but the wars still wage, and the liars still lie. As I have said before, the power of light is accumulative. We do not always see the benefits of it immediately. But each time we pray, each time we send light, each time we broadcast healing, it has an effect upon the world, upon the people of the world, upon the planet and its spirit. It makes a change, and that change grows bigger, stronger, and more powerful. The more we do it, the more it gathers and collects impetus and power, drawing more like energy to itself, influencing the nature of the consciousness of the people of the world. I bid you, I implore you, I beg you, do not stop. Do not pause for a moment to think that what you do has no significance or power. Continue with your prayers and your healing for the earth. Continue with your prayers for peace for Ukraine. Continue sending light out into the world for the people of the world. Continue to fight lies, injustice, and inharmony. Continue to do all within your power, physically and spiritually, to hold the world in peace and love, and to ensure that justice, harmony, and balance is brought to bear. We are with you. We support you. We endeavour to aid you, and can be called upon as such. In and amongst all of this, remember too that you are loved, that you need that which you give to the world. And so bask in the light that you invoke, and let it wash you clean, and bring you to peace and love, healing and light, and harmony. For you are valued and most beloved by us in all that you do. Go forwards then in peace, love, truth, and light ever, and take the blessing of this Master with you.